Viva!
Viva!
Thank you. The house is really full of no Maya. No space for Maya to come in.
Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Sambhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Alapita Vanira Pukade Svayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadam Vande Aham Sri Guruh Sri Yuta Pada Kamala Sri Guruh
Jagat Priya Karo Thank you.
At the lotus feet of Vasudeva. And what kind of Vasudev? Because we say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Bhagavan Vasudeva. Vasudev is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. I offer my most humble obeisances unto Him. And why is He called Vasudev? Because He's son of Vasudev. Simply, He's son of Vasudev. Hence His name is Vasudev. So we have been dealing with this personality. You like the dealings? You always, and some kind of deal is always cooking. Deals. Your dealers dealing. Well, here we have been dealing as if we are dealers. Dealing with Vasudev also. Father Vasudev. Father Vasudev. And son Vasudev. So we have been kind of following him. Even before he took the birth, we went with the demigods. They're offering their prayers for advent of the Lord, and He promised, yes, He will appear into this world. You demigods also make your appearances in Vrindavan, in Mathura. So then, when that happened, Lord appeared on Krishnastami. What time did He appear? At night. What was moon doing that time? Moon was also rising. Was He happy? Why? Not only Krishna was appearing, but Krishna was appearing in Chandra dynasty, Chandra Vamsha, the dynasty of Chandra. So he was so very happy. Then what happened to him? He became full moon. Normally expected Ashtami's moon is half moon. But he was so jubilant, so happy, that he became full moon. So two Chandras appeared. Chandra appeared. Krishna Chandra appeared, and then the Chandra on the horizon in the east also appeared. So then we have been keeping good track of his movements. Immediately he was carried from Mathura to Gokul in the middle of the night. And what happened next day, big celebration. Nanda Maharaj had Nandotsav, big festival. Everyone enjoyed. And Nanda Maharaj goes to pay the taxes. And then he was returning. And what was he experiencing? A nice smell all around. What was that smell due to? Putana. Putana was being burned. It was cremation. But she was blessed by the Lord. He drank poison, everything. Milk, life. And she was dead. But she was given the position of mother, assisting Yashoda in Golok, Haribo. How kind is the Lord. Aho Pakiyam Sanakala Kutam. Vihansaya Abhi. Although she had this other intention, but she also wanted to serve Lord as mother and feed him. Because he was given such a high post. And like that, we have been. Then what happened, I think it was yesterday, we spent time, it was Diwali. Diwali, and Yashoda started churning butter herself, neglecting Krishna, and he was not happy. And he got up and he stopped that churning of the butter. And then finally mother was feeding the Lord, but then she had to attend to the milk that was on the stove in the kitchen. Krishna like that? No, not at all. And what did he do? He broke that whole pot. All morning mother had been laboring very hard, churning yogurt, making that into butter, and that was all over the floor. And what did he do next? Stealing some butter? He was hungry. What? What could he do? He was very hungry. Mother did not feed milk, so he had to eat. So he found butter. Then when his belly was full, what was he doing? He was distributing it to the monkeys. Then Yashoda was looking for him, found out, and there he was, stealing butter. And mother was chasing after him and finally caught hold and was trying to tie him, but every time, two fingers too short. That was a message yesterday. Krishna gave that message. But finally, with the assistance of so many other gopis, they also wanted to see Krishna tied up because he's very naughty and stealing and punished. So he was tied up. Was only him tied up, or someone else also was tied up? The mortar also, was that some fault of mortar? No, someone says no, someone says yes. That's our battle. We need a judge here. Yes. The mortar was helping in stealing affair. The mortar was helping. Krishna climbed up the mortar and reached the butter. Both parties to be punished, so they were tied up. In the meantime comes Balaram. Huh? You remember? And he became advocate. Hey, who has done this to my brother? So that is how far we follow Krishna. These are some highlights. These are only highlights of some of the childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna. So he is now still tied up. Since yesterday, we kept him tied up. That's not the way to stop Katha. In fact, we should have released him and stopped him. Maybe you are in a hurry. Your fault. But Krishna is left in that awkward position for 24 hours. That's my fault. Thank you. एवं संदर्शिता अंग हरिना प्रत्यवश्यता. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is commenting. Hey, Anga, King Parikshit, addressed as Anga, O child. This way, he says, Lord has exhibited Harina Bhratavashata. How Hari could be brought under the control of his devotees. This example. Svavashena pi krishnena yashedam seshwaram vashe. Under that Lord's control, the whole universe is under his control. All those 33 crore, 330 million demigods are under his control. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate satyarachara. He has this proclaimed in Bhagavad Gita. That all chara achara, moving, non-moving entities, I am the adhyaksha. Maya Thakshena, I'm the superintendent. Not even blade of grass moves without my sanction. Such a Lord comes under the control of his devotee, like Yashoda. Yashoda is controlling. Yashoda has tied him up. He cannot even move. Nemam virincho na bhavo na sreer apyanga sanshayaha. Prasadam lephire gopi. The kind of prasad, kind of mercy, kind of position also, that this gopi, and this gopi is Yashoda gopi, this kind of position, not possible. This kind of access to the Lord, affection for the Lord is not possible. Even Virinchaha, that is Brahma. Na Bhavaha, that is Shankara. Na Sri, not even Lakshmi is in that position, like the position Yashoda has. So we have been hearing Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. Such a fortunate lady, very exalted lady, Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutaha jnaninam chatma bhutanam yatha bhakti matamiha. So only bhaktas will have access to the Lord like this. No jnani, no yogi, no tyagi, all those parties. They cannot have access to the Lord. They cannot have complete link with the Lord. You hear, right? Jnana yoga. You heard this? Jnana yoga? You heard. What else? Karma yoga? You heard. Ashtanga yoga? You heard. Yoga is, what is yoga? Yoga is a link. Yoga means link. So there are different processes for linking with the Lord. Someone linking with the Lord with karma. Someone with jnana, the knowledge. Someone with the different, what? Mystic and yoga or asanas. But none of these parties could have the full access to the Lord as bhakti yogis have. Through bhakti, through devotion, you could have complete link, 100% flow of relationship and rasa and mellows between living entity and the Lord.
Sarvesham madgati antaratmana shraddhavan bhajati uma same yuktatamo madah.
So that same thing also repeated here, and by example gopi like Yashoda, there are some bad conductors, good conductors, you know. Some wires could be bad conductors for electricity or heat, and some are good conductors. So this bhakti yoga is what? The best conductor. So best conductor is that wire when there is a least resistance or no resistance. Something is resisting. Something is not allowing the flow. Something is trying to stop. Then there's a bad conductor. But when there is a full freedom for flow, no resistance, then that's the best conductor. Is that physics or what? So, bhakti yoga is the best conductor. Full flow. Like when you have a fan, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you allow only little current to pass through, then the fan goes slow. When you allow more, then faster and then faster. And when you don't know resistance, you allow full flow to go reach the fan. Moves. So bhakti yoga is like that. Karma yoga may be just jnana yoga. Bhakti yoga is going round and round, full speed. So bhakti is also glorified here. Yashoda's devotion is a glaring example. All of us. Yashoda Maiya ki, Krishna Kanhaiya Lal ki. Now, as Krishna was there, tied to the mortar, Krishna Sugraha Prateshu Vyagraya Matari Prabhu. Krishna noticed that Mother Yashoda is now busy with her morning chores in the morning. Also duties. At that time, Adrakshit Arjuno Purvam, he observed. He looked in the front and there they were. There were two trees. He saw two trees in the backyard of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj's home, Nanda Bhavan. The two trees. And he was reminded of something. This is the story begins now. He had to wake up. Story. Time for a story. You like stories? Good boy, the Nami was. Good devotees you are. So Krishna remembered. Oh! These are the two sons of demigod called Kubera. You heard of Kubera? He is a treasurer of the demigods. He keeps all the track of the wealth of all the demigods. He's a treasurer, Kubera. And these two sons, he had two sons. And these two sons have now become those two trees. And Krishna knew the whole event, history. So he is reminded, oh, those two trees.
पुरा नारद शापेन प्रक्षताम् प्रापितो मदा. A long, long time ago, Narad Muni, he cursed them to become trees. Nala kuvara mani griva khyato sriyanvito, and there are two names mentioned. One was Nala Kuvar, another one was mani gri. Those who read Krishna book, we have in ISKCON a book, one book called Krishna book. What's the name? Krishna book. You should all have Krishna book at home. Actually, a Krishna book. Krishna book is entire 10th canto of Bhagavatam. 10th canto of Bhagavatam has 90 chapters. And this is entire life of Krishna, all the way from his birth to the time of his disappearance, return to the abode, all the pastimes, Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka. How many of you have Krishna book at home? The Krishna book that I'm talking about, you have or just some other Krishna book? So Krishna's book is not Krishna book. Not just any Krishna's book, I'm talking about some particular book that is called Krishna book. Here it goes. Here. This one you have? If you don't have, this is the time. The special discount and all that is happening. And having Krishna book at home is like having Krishna at home. Having a bundle of newspaper is one thing. We talked about that. And having a bundle of scriptures, Gita, Bhagavatam, Krishna book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's divine. Wherever you look, will be vibrations. Different vibrations coming from those books. Krishna walking out of those books, talking to you, wanting to talk to you. He's right there, accessible to you. You have Krishna book and scriptures, of course. And that will inspire you to pour some kirtans at home. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Dedina grihete bhajana dekhi grihete goloka bhaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who just celebrated his what? Disappearance day yesterday, one of our great acharyas. He said, oh, when there's a kirtan at my home. Of course, his home is filled with so many scriptures and deities are there, photographs of Krishna. And then he holds kirtan at home. And he said, oh, when there's kirtan at my home, I feel my home has become Golok. Jaidina grihete bhajana dekhi grihete golokabha. My home has become Golok Vrindavan. Haribo, Haribo. My home has become Vaikunth. And when I hear mridanga, when I hear that mridanga playing, oh, anande hridaya nache. Heart begins dancing. When I hear the mridanga being played in that kirtan, my heart dances. So, better change atmosphere of our home. Make our home into what? Temple, Golok. Not cinema hall. A theater, home theater, home theater. Now, and all the ghosts will come. ghostly haunted actors and actresses and this and that, they will begin dancing. In a sleepless night. No good. Instead, let the devotees dance in your home or with Krishna. So let there be Tulsi at home. You all have Tulsi at home, yes. Cow also. No. Not allowed. Dog is okay. Such is the state of our existence. Things have been topsy-turvy. And then the science, huh? Be aware of dogs. The sadhus will not come. There is to be science in the passing. Atithi Devo. Atithi, the guests are as good as God. Doors are wide open. Please come. They used to pray for guests to make their appearances. So in that place now, we have some other signs. Doors are closed, a gunman is there. Scaring you inside of us. So we'll be deprived, we are deprived of the association. So this Kuber has two sons. They are cursed by Narad Muni. So when Sukhdev Goswami made that statement, Rajovacha King Parikshit was very, very curious to know. Kathyatam Bhagavan etat tayo shapasya karanam. Could you please tell me why was he cursed? Why were these two sons of Kuber cursed by Narad Muni? Vikarhitam karma. Did they perform any abominable activity? What did they do wrong? That Devarshi tamah. That even Devarshi Narad, he became angry and he cursed. In response to this inquiry, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining the event that led, concluded in Narad Muni cursing his two sons of Kuber. And here he goes. Radrasya anucharo bhutva, says these two sons of Kuber, they have become followers of Rudra, Shiva. Dhanada atmajo sudrapto. And because of lots of wealth at home, they had become kind of intoxicated with the wealth. Pride and very proud, and they were intoxicated. Kailas upavane ramme. And they were, one time they were in Kailash, on the banks of Mandakini River. And Varnim Madiram Pitva, they were found drinking. They're drinking Varuni, beverage called Varuni. And as a result, their eyes were rolling. They were gone. Gone, please. Not only that, Sri Janair Anugayat Bhir Chiratu. And there are some ladies around them, and they are praising. Man praising woman, woman praising man. This goes on. And that was going on up there also. Pushpite Vane, and nice garden, and they were enjoying like this. Antaha Pravesha Gangayam, and then after some time they entered the waters of Mandakini River, and they were no clothes, they were both men, these two brothers, Kubiratmajaha, Atmajo, sons of Kubeyu and young women in the water doing krida, like a karineinuhihi, like an elephant and she elephant would enjoy the waters like that. They were enjoying. Yadvachaya jade varshir bhagavan satra kaurava. And while this was going on, Narad Muni was passing by that. Narayana, chanting the glories of Narayana and giving ready to give Narayana to everybody all the time. And Narad Muni in his ecstatic Narayana, he was also intoxicated. He was also kind of oblivious to all the surroundings. Moving in the air, space. He's a spaceman. He's going to space. His body is like an aircraft. He doesn't need South African Airways. He just travels. He decides to go to Mauritius and he just goes while chanting glories of Narayana. He doesn't chant only when people are around. By himself, he's the chanting. So as she was going, passing by, those ladies noticed, oh, there's some sadhu here. Some mahatma is going from here. So immediately, tam vishva vridito devyo. Immediately they came out of the waters and found their clothes and covered themselves. They were feeling shy, ashamed of that situation, especially as Narad Muni was passing by there. However, these two other prabhus, they are shameless creatures. And they remained as they were. Narad Muni, no Narad Muni. There were no difference. And they continued. And this was Tau Drishtva Madiro Matto Srimad Srimadandho Suratmajo. Because, he says, Sukhdev Goswami's comment, Srimad Andho, they had become blind because of the wealth. The wealth made them blind. Pashyanapi na pashyati, although they were seeing exalted Mahatma like Narad Muni, but they were blind. They couldn't understand the exalted position of Narad. They did not follow the simple etiquette. They didn't stop there. Sinful dealings and behavior. But they were sort of blind. Krodhan, madan. Different things could make one blind. Anger makes one blind. Or different things. Kamand, the lust makes one blind. wealth, the greed makes one blind. And different things make one blind. And he ceases to see. He cannot see things as they are. And that was happening here. And Dayoranu Grahasaya Shapam Dashan Idam Jago. Is I want to curse you. Not a minute. I curse you. And of course he's thinking, I want to help you out. But my benediction is going to be in the form of curse, of first curse, and that will turn into a benediction. And before he states the curse, Narada Muni is commenting here. He says, Sadhavaha Samadarshinaha. Sadhu, the saintly persons have equal vision. Whether rich person, poor person, they do not make discrimination. However, there is a difference, Narada Muni is pointing out. If you are Daridri, if you are poor, then you have more access to sadhus. And sadhus also will be very easily have access to those who are poor. Another party will be deprived of the association of sadhu because of their mentality, their intoxication, their busy. Oh, I'm busy! Rich people are always busy. The temple devotees are called, oh, Katha is going on. I'm busy. Call me back. I have no time. But if Yamaraj comes, Yamaraj and Yamaraj, heard that name? So then could someone say, no, no, I'm busy, Yamaraj, I'm busy. Would you come next week? No appointment, you have just appeared. This is the way. Could you say that to Yamaraj? No. When he just comes and goes. Never empty-handed. But of course, whenever devotees are available, association is available, devotees are inviting, or you invite devotees, then there is no question of Yamaraj coming to you. Not Yamadutas will come. Who will come? Vishnudutas will come. Krishna. Hariba. Then he says, Sadhihi Kshinoditam Tarsha, Tarsham, Tat Arad Vishuddhi. And these poor people, by associating with saintly persons, they will be purified. Vishuddhi. And they will be attracted to Krishna. And they are purified. So the rich person has what he has. Rich person has a wealth, one. What else? Rich person has pride of his wealth, two. Third thing he has is hankering for more wealth. He's hungry and thirsty for more wealth. Rich person has three things. What about poor person? He has no wealth. So no question of getting intoxicated or hurt, pride. But he is hankering for wealth. That is common. Poor and rich both are hankering for more. So poor persons, that hankering is cleansed in association of devotees, then you will go for Krishna. Of course, by association with the devotees, the wealthy person will employ his wealth in serving Krishna, building the temple for the Lord, or for food for life, he could invest his wealth, or print his books, distribute his books. So many things could be done with the wealth. Arriba! Someone is ready. So the solution is, as mentioned here by Narada Muni, is a devotee association. Sadhu sang, sadhu sang, sarva shastra eko, lava matra sadhu sange, sarva siddhi eko. The perfection could be attained by association of devotees. We'll be hearing this again from Lord Himself as we go through this saintly association. Of course, you could also be sent and you give association to others. It's not a rubber stamp thing. Mahatmanastu mam partha devi prakriti masrita. One who has taken shelter of devi prakriti. Who is that devi prakriti? Radharani is that devi prakriti. Whole parampara of devotees, that is devi prakriti. The one who has taken shelter, they are mahatmas. So grahasthas could be mahatmas. It's not a sannyasi, the mahatma. Grahastha mahatma. Sai guru. Dei Krishna Tattva Veta, Sai guru. This is a siddhanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shudra kene noy. Kiva vipra, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi. Shudra kene noy. He may be in Shudra, or vipra, learned, or sannyasi, or grahastha. But he has taken shelter of Krishna, and he understands the science of Krishna. Then, say Guru. He could be Guru. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordered like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to South India. South Africa. He did go through South India. He was traveling through South India. And he would become a guest of honor at so many householders' homes. And there was Kurma Brahmin, famous Kurma Brahmin, and he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his heart's content. And with a little association, this Brahmin, Grahastha Brahmin, Brahmin Brahmani, his wife, was serving. He got attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association. And as he was leaving, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving for next town or next village on his tour of South India, this Kurma Brahmin, he wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Hari Bol, yes. That's good bol, Hari Bol. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. Stay here. Stay at home. Of course, if someone wants to become full-time brahmachari, that's welcome. But 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to that Kurma Brahmin, he said, you, Amar Agya Guru Haya, Tarai Desh, Jare Dako, Tare Kaho, Krishna Upadesh. I order you. What is the order? Amar Agya Guru Haya, you become Guru. Oh, how could I become Guru? Who am I to become Guru? Then you could become Guru. How? Jare da kaho, tyare kaho, Krishna Upadesh. Everyone, anyone, whenever, wherever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Talk to them about Krishna. Like yesterday, I was talking about Krishna. Yes? You like that? So more of that. Talk. Krishna Upadesh. Or Krishna's instructions. You repeat Krishna's instructions. What are Krishna's instructions? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's instructions. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in fact, every time he was visiting some grihastha's home, he would instruct that grihastha, Chare dakho, tyare kaho, Krishna upadesh amara kya. So, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to come to South Africa, and if he was to visit your home, and if you take nice care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pleased with you, what would he be asking you to do at the end? Yes? Become gurus. Teach. Become teacher. Become preacher. Set example and propagate Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So sadhusanga, so we're talking sadhusanga, Narada Muni is talking about sadhusanga. You could all be sadhus, saintly grihasthas, with your grihastha ashram. Each house, each home is what? Make that into ashram, grihastha ashram. You cannot, if you're not ready for sannyas ashram, or brahmachari ashram, then grihastha ashram, make your home into ashram. But every human being has to belong at least to one of the ashrams. If you do not belong to any of the four ashrams, then you are not even a human being. Ashram is dharma is practiced. So when dharma is taken away from human being, what is left is not a full-fledged human being. So we'll carry on here. And then Narada Muni is now going to curse him, curse those two brothers. Yeah, I curse you to become what? You become trees. Curse is to become trees. Because they had no clothes on, right? So probably they were preferring some life where you don't have to wear clothes. So trees don't have to wear clothes. So you become trees. And there are some people, they don't like wear clothes. Right? You can understand there. Not because they have no money for the clothes. There are people like that also, because some people do not wear clothes because they don't afford, or they are torn clothes. But there are other people. Some other rich person, man, he was wearing a pant, but he had holes all over. I asked, how old is this pant? He said, I just 2 weeks old. I thought he was wearing this for 5-10 years. Brand new pant with all holes all. So they are getting ready for it. Huh? They don't know how to wear clothes. The body like that. Dog wears clothes. Consciousness. So you become trees. But I smratisha prasadena tatrapi mat anugraha. So, but the benediction also is that by my mercy, you will be able to remember the Lord. You will have body of trees, but remembrance of the Lord even as trees would be possible. And not only that, Vasudevasya Sanidhyam Labva Divya Sharat Shate. And you would be the trees in Gokul. You will be born as trees in courtyard, in fact, courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. This is where you will be born as trees. And after being there for, says, Sharad Shati, 100 years of demigods, then you will have darshan of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Krishna will appear in Gokul, and that time you will have darshana of Vasudeva Krishna. You will see him also as he crawls there and plays there. You two trees, huh? You will be able to watch the pastimes and remember. And finally, Labdha Bhakti Bhavishyataha Bhuyo Swarga Lopakam. You will achieve full bhakti from the Lord, devotion unto the lotus feet of the Lord, and you will be able to return to your respective home, abode. So that was the circumstances under which these two brothers were cursed. And as Sukadeva Goswami commented, even uktva, by saying so, cursing like that, and also for the benediction, devarshi gato narayana ashramam. He went to Narayana ashram, and that is Badrika ashram, and Nalakuvar and Manigriva. Immediately they were transferred to the earth. In fact, not earth, because Vrindavan is not on the earth. Vrindavan is not in India. One who thinks like this, he doesn't know. This is ignorance. This is offense to think that Vrindavan is part of some country. Vrindavan has its own status and realm. One time there may not be earth, but Mathura Vrindavan would continue to exist. That is the situation, position of Vrindavan. So, to that Vrindavan, these two brothers come and become, stand there as trees. And now Sukadeva Goswami, Rusheer Bhagavata Mukhyasya Satyam Kartum Vacho Hari. Now then, where is Krishna now? Do you remember him? What is he doing? Huh? He's tied up, and then what happened? Well, he was tied up, then what was he doing? Huh? He saw the trees and he was reminded of all this pastime, the activity, history, and especially remembered that his devotee, Bhagavata Mukhya, the leader of the Bhagavatas, Narad Muni, gave special benediction to these two trees. And Narad Muni, my Narad Muni, Krishna is thinking, oh, that Narad Muni, he gave benediction that I will give them bhakti. And then they could go back to their home. So the Lord was thinking of executing the will of his pure devotee, Narad Muni. Krishna was saying, oh, that time has come, that day has come to liberate these two trees, two persons, give them bhakti and let them go to their abode. So thinking that way, Jagama Krishna made a move. It was now moving in direction of those trees. And where is the mortar? Mortar is right. It is tied, you cannot untie it. So he's just pulling and he's crawling and mortar is behind and he's out of the door and mortar is out of the door and he's going in the direction of those two trees. And then what did Krishna do? He has gone very close, pulling, crawling and pulling the mortar. And he goes in between those two trees, they are also known as Yamalarjun trees. The Krishna is a small in size, so he easily passed through between those two trees. But the mortar was bigger size, got stuck. And Krishna is trying to pull that, and with that tree there, there you go, that struggling to stay, and Krishna is a little baby that size, and trees were all, they were there for a long time, fully grown, huge, big trees, big trunks and the branches and his little Krishna is pulling and finally he pulls and with that there you go. The two trees got uprooted and with a big bang they fell, raising all the dust in the air. There's darkness all around. But immediately from those two trees, two persons emerged. And who they were? Manigriva and Nalakuva. That place was there today, you could go where these two trees were standing and this mortar Krishnam pranamya sirasha akhila lokanatham. Immediately these two brothers they offered their obeisances unto the Lord, folded hands, and they're offering prayers to the Lord. Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin, Tomadhyaya Parapurushaha Paraha. Now they're realizing. They're in full realization of Lord's position. Mahayogin, Tomadhyaya Purushaha. You are the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Tasmai tubhyam bhagavate vasudevaya vedhase. So many more beautiful prayers. Namaha parama kalyana, namaha parama mangala, vasudevaya shantaya, yadunam pataye namaha. Parama kalyana. For the Supreme Benediction. This is what you do here. Lord, you are cause of everyone's param kalyan, supreme benefit, for everyone's peace and prosperity. This is, you are the cause of all this. Yadunam pataye namaha. You are pati, master of the Yadu dynasty. So offering prayers, lots of prayers, meaningful prayers. pure devotional prayers, philosophically sound prayers. They say, Anujanihi, may we leave now? Our home, like they're taking permission. And I'm so well behaved. And they are introducing themselves. They say, we are the Kinkaras. We too are the servants of Tava Anuchara. That your devotee who always travels all over the world, that Narad Muni, oh, his servants we are. Just think. My connection, our connection with you is through that Narad Muni. We are Anucharas Kinkara. Darshanam no Bhagavata Rushen Asidanugraha. And your darshan has become possible because of the anugraha, because of the benediction of Narad Muni. Who are up there doing all nonsense? But with His causeless mercy, He cursed us to become the tree, and here we are. And we are witnessing your pastimes, remembering you, my dear Lord. And today we have this direct darshan of you. This has become possible because of that Rishi Narad Muni. We are so grateful. And now they also are kind of planning their future. From now on, onwards, they want Vani Gunanu Kathane. We want to use our tongue. This tongue we want to use for Gunanu Kathane, only for talking about Krishna. Only singing the glories of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Only for this purpose and to relish Krishna Prasad, we want to use our tongue. Vani Gunanu Kathane Shravano Kathayam. And our ears will be using for Kathayam, only to listen to Katha, the pastimes of the Lord, the glories of the Lord. We want to reserve our ears. Ears are, the decoration of the ear is not the earrings. Earrings are not the decoration of the ears. But when the ears are hearing Katha, that's the decoration of the ears. The bangles are not the decoration of the hands. When the hands are serving the Lord in so many different ways, that is the decoration of the hands. And like that, it goes on. They say, we want to use our ears to hear about the Lord. Hasto, what about the hands? Karmasu, for serving the Lord. Manaha, what about the mind? Tava pada yonaha, to remember your lotus feet. We want to reserve our mind. Smratyaha, sirasastava, nivasa jagat pranami. And our head is to bow down before you. Your devotees and your lovable objects, we want to offer our obeisances. We want to be respectful. And drishtim, take note of this. Our drishti, our eyesight is for what? Satam darshane. Satam darshane. want to use our eyes to take darshan of the saintly persons. Doesn't say your darshan. They will teach us. They will give us eyes to see you. So we want to first see them, see your devotees. Darshanesu bhavatanunam. And your devotees are like your body, your another body, your extension. So we want to check their darshan with these eyes, and they will teach us how to see you, take your darshan. Sri Shukova Itam, by saying that much. Now they are getting ready to leave. Krishna is not here, but some acharyas add this dimension. These two sons of Kubera, as they are there, they are standing and with the folded hands. Now they are seeing Krishna in a very awkward position. He's still tied up, right? The mortar is there and he's tied up. And they make offer. May we help you out? Could we release you or something? Untie the knots? And Krishna's response is, thank you. That these knots have been tied by my mother with love and devotion. It's not possible for anyone else. But there is no one else with so much love and devotion as my mother. So, this is not your cup of tea. So, I thank you for the offer. You want to help me out, but this is beyond you. You may go. Ityuktau tau parikramya pranamya cha punaha punaha. But then these two sons, Nalakova and Manigriva, they did parikrama. The Lord is still there, tied up. They are doing parikrama, circumambulation of Sri Krishna. And they are offering their obeisances, falling flat, full dhanvat, standing up, falling down. It's going on many, many times. And finally, they take off, they go back to their places and continue for their devotional service there.
Gajamara Nada. Thank you.
Radharadhanadhi, Jai Gaur Premanande. Speaker is thinking that the audience is tired, let me stop here, let they have some break. But before speaker would make such proposal or statement, the audience, the sage is, no, vayam tu na vitrapyam, vayam tu na vitrapyam, swadu, swadu, pade, pade. And we are not yet fully satisfied. We are not tired. We want more. And I'm putting these ideas into your head. This is the spirit of those sages. I'm just reminding how enthusiastic they were to hear on and on and on. Swadu, swadu. Oh, she's so sweet, oh, so sweet. At every step, pade, pade, we are just enjoying, relishing. Oh, you're just becoming more condensed. Nectar, please do not stop, please go on and on. So, what I meant was this pastime that we were dealing with that is not over. One part is over. But is the liberation of his two brothers that has taken place. They have been more than liberated. They have been all empowered by the Lord. Merciful glances and all the benedictions for performances and devotional service. And they took those vows. From today onwards, we are going to use our tongue this way, ear that way, and our eyes are reserved for seeing the saintly persons. And you heard, right? So I'm sure you're also making up your mind this way and that way. You would not be the same person from today onwards. Some minute changes, yes? Some big change, some small change, some change of direction, some inspiration. But this morning we're saying not inspiration, but perspiration. Meaning after you get inspired, then you have to put that into practice, perspire. Endeavor. So those two Prabhus, now we could call them Prabhus, yes, they have returned in a good consciousness, perfect consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But now, Gopananda Daya Shrutva Dhrumayo Pata Yoga Prabham. Nanda Maharaj and other residents, when they have heard the crashing of these two trees and kind of big bang sounds, they all came running to the spot They thought, is this a thunderbolt or of Indra has fallen upon our village here, crashing these trees? They want to know, Patana Karanam, what is the cause of these two trees falling? They are kind of having an investigation committee going here, and they want to make a whole observation, coming to conclusion. How did these two trees fall? Unukalam, and of course they are concerned, oh, where is Krishna? That was their concern, and they found Krishna in the middle of these two fallen trees and still bound to the mortar. And they are wondering, oh, what is it? What caused the falling of these two trees? Balaha. The Krishna's friends were just around there, and they are telling all these elderly people, hey! Babaji, Nanda Baba, Krishna, he did it because of him. He's the one. He did this and all that. They're explaining these two trees fell. And not only that, we saw the two persons, brilliant persons, emerging from these two trees. We saw this with our own eyes. The children are their first-hand experience, they're sharing with the elders. However, elders are not interested in hearing these childish reports. And hey, come here, come. Take some sweets, go, play. They're not taking off. What do the children know? How could this little boy, Krishna, they say, these two trees were uprooted by him? No, not possible. So they cannot believe this story and the childish statements, and they're sending children away. Balashyot patanam tarago kechi sandigdha chetasaha. They are really bewildered. On one hand, they see this little Krishna, how could he do such a Herculean task of uprooting these two gigantic trees? But at the same time, some of them are reminded of Garga Muni's statement. What was Garga Muni's statement? Narayana Samai Gunaha. This child has qualities of Narayana. He has said so. This child has qualities of Narayana. So some are thinking, yes, maybe he exhibited those qualities. He exhibited that power of Narayana, and he has become cause of the uprooting of these two trees. So they are really bewildered and not know how to conclude, come to conclusion what caused the falling of the trees. And then, leaving that matter there, in fact, they will be soon getting together, all the residents of Gokul, elderly members, Nanda, Upananda, and there are five brothers, Nanda Maharaj has four brothers, and Upananda is the eldest, and they are leaders of the village community, and other villagers. They are getting together to chalk out the future of all the residents of Goku. So that comes a little later. Prior to that, there are some little sweet pastimes here. Children playing, I'm hearing. Could that be stopped or could be sent away? Yes? I know they're outside, right? Sound is coming inside here. And very if they play some distance. So one lady has come. And she is a fruit vendor. Sukadeva Goswami, just in two verses, just two slokas of verses, he has described a beautiful pastime of Krinihi Bho Phalani. This lady is going all around Goku selling fruits. And she's kind of spending extra time around Nanda Bhavan. And I have fruits, take fruits, fresh mangoes. From where? South India. This fruit, that fruit. Kreenihi bho, kreenihi bho. All the residents of Gokul, please come, take, buy some fruits, take some fruits. And Krishna heard this. And he Phalarthi, he became Phalarthi. Phal is fruit. In fact, he gives fruits to everybody. He's a giver of fruits. Phal, he gives phal. For whatever different things you do, you get a fruit of that. Fruit of your labor. Fruit of your devotion. Fruit. He gives. But now he has become Phalarthi. He wants fruit. This is the way style of Sukadeva Goswami is describing this Phalarthi. So as Krishna heard, Satvaram Achyutaha. Quickly Krishna went out. And he knows, even this little boy, he knows when someone is selling fruits, they are not free. Something has to be paid. And those days, no money. Rand. No cash. Bartering system. Bartering. So Krishna has come with Dhanyam Adaya Yayo Sarva Phala Pradaha. He has taken a few grains, some grains in his tiny hands. And he is walking out of Nanda Bhavan in the direction of this. Hey lady, hey! Fruit. So she stopped, sat down with her whole basket of fruits. And while going towards this fruit vendor, Krishna is dropping those grains. He doesn't have many grains in his hands, and they're also falling on the ground on the way to the lady. And whatever few grains left over, she's handing to the lady, and lady took those grains, and in return, phala vikriyani tasya chutadhanyam karadvayam phalaira purayat. So she is giving fruits to Krishna. She gave some fruits. And she was... And Krishna is wanting to turn around and go home, go return to the home. But this lady is thinking, no, take some more fruits. And is about to turn and enter home. No, some more fruits. So like that, he's keeping him busy so that he would keep facing her and she would get more darshan of Krishna. She's thinking, as soon as he turns around, I'm going to be deprived of his darshan. So how to keep him facing me? So keep giving him fruits. Keep giving fruits. keep giving him fruits. And he's loaded with the fruits there. And he's holding on to those fruits. So ultimately there were no more fruits in our basket. It was empty. And then Krishna, as he entered Nandabhavan, lady thinking, now my fruits are all over, no more selling, let me carry my basket. There are few grains there. I was thinking, a few grains. Ratnai phala bhandama puri cha. Lord had filled her whole basket with all the ratnas, all the jewels, all the diamonds, all the very gold. Hari Bhav. Her heart full with Krishna. Krishna's images, Krishna's darshan, and her basket full of valuable jewels, ratnas, diamonds. Any loss? She just gave. This is patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yumi, bhaktya. She gave this with bhaktya. See what is she getting. Well, not that we should be making plans. But at least our heart filled with Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Then, whether we get pocket full of any wealth or bank balance, sometimes Krishna even takes away the bank balance. This is, and he does this so as anugraha, as a benediction upon his devotee. As we're talking, wealth, this person is less wealth or no wealth, then he could attend to Lord. He has time. Or he will have less friends, huh? Less parties. Then he's more free for the Lord. So, anugrahami harishe tadhanam shanai. This is a statement from Bhagavatam. Harishe tadhanam shanai. I take away wealth. This is my special anugraha, benediction. Sometimes Lord also. So he may give, he may take. If Lord wants to give, he has so many hands. How much could you take? He has only two hands. He has so many hands. If he wants to give with his so many hands, how much could you take? But also, if he wants to take with his 10 hands, how much could you hold on to? So giving or this, this is ever changing. This wealth comes and goes. We have to make sure of Krishna consciousness. That is our real wealth. Krishna is our wealth. And we never lose him under all circumstances. We maintain Krishna. Other things come and may come and go. And still maintain equilibrium of mind under all circumstances. That is Krishna consciousness.